Hi friends, this episode is all about the houses in astrology. And in this episode, we are going to learn more about the houses and how to understand what they represent, which is basically the different areas of life and experiences that we can find in our birth chart. So this is the first installment of my podcast series on the houses in astrology. We just went through what each planet represents in astrology and what it means for you and your birth chart. Check out my previous podcast episodes if you haven't already. It'll help tie all of this together a lot more nicely. In astrology, the houses represent different areas of life and experiences, providing a framework for understanding the various facets of your existence. Each house is associated with specific themes, and their positions in your birth chart are determined by the time and location of your birth. Check out the description if you need a free birth chart calculator that I like using to get a copy of your birth chart. Here's a brief overview of what each house signifies. The first house, or ascendant, is the house of the self. The first house represents your identity, personality, and how you present yourself to the world. The sign on the cusp of this house, or the ascendant, and any planets within it influence your outward appearance and initial impressions on others. Let's talk about the second house. The second house is the house of values and finances. So the second house deals with personal values, self-worth, and material possessions. It reflects your approach to earning, spending, and managing finances. The third house. The third house is the house of communication and siblings. The third house focuses on communication, learning, and relationships with siblings. This house indicates how you express yourself verbally, your learning style, and short journeys. The fourth house. The fourth house is the house of home and family. This house represents your roots, your home life, and your family. The fourth house also indicates your connection to heritage, family dynamics, and your sense of security. The fifth house, the house of creativity and romance. The fifth house pertains to creativity, self-expression, and romantic pursuits. It reflects hobbies, love affairs, and your approach to expressing yourself artistically. The sixth house, the house of health and service. This house is concerned with work, daily routines, health, and service to others. The sixth house indicates your approach to work, physical well-being, and how you handle responsibilities. The seventh house, or the descendant, the house of partnerships. The seventh house deals with one-on-one relationships, partnerships, and marriage. It reflects your approach to partnership, both personal and professional. The eighth house, the house of transformation and shared resources. The eighth house focuses on transformation, shared resources, and deep, intimate connections. The eighth house indicates your attitude towards shared resources, intimacy, and matters related to birth and death. The ninth house. The ninth house is the house of higher learning and travel. This house pertains to higher education, philosophy, long journeys, and spiritual exploration. This house reflects your beliefs, higher education pursuits, and your approach to expanding your horizons. The 10th house, the house of career and public image. The 10th house represents your career, public image, and reputation. It indicates your ambitions, achievements, and how you present yourself in the public sphere. The 11th house, the house of friendships and community. The 11th house focuses on friendships, group associations, and aspirations. The 11th house reflects your social networks, group affiliations, and long-term goals. The 12th house, the house of the subconscious and endings. The 12th house is concerned with the subconscious, solitude, and endings. It indicates hidden strengths, spiritual pursuits, and how you handle closure. So to wrap it all up, like I mentioned in the intro, understanding the houses in your birth chart can provide you with valuable insights into different areas of your life, and it can help you to navigate different experiences and challenges. Keep in mind that the interpretation of each house is influenced by the signs and planets associated with them in your chart. Thank you so much for being here with me on this podcast episode. I'm wishing you so much inspiration and illumination on your self-discovery journey. Here's to meeting ourselves a little more closely. Stay tuned for future episodes because I'm going to be going through each of the 12 houses in astrology individually And I'm going to be explaining the simple way to understand what each house means for us in a short, simple, and practical manner, of course. If you would like to check out my YouTube channel, my online shop, e-courses, or services, please be sure to check out the links in the show notes. Until next time, take care of yourself, have the most beautiful day or night, and I hope to see you back on the next episode. Bye, friends.